Well, it's good to hear your voice. I hope you.
来自于 Miley Cyrus 的一首 Stay 为你停留。各位好，这里是可可听歌学语栏目，我是 Linda。生命中人来人往，走散了一些，留下了一些，还有一些徘徊在停留和离开之间。It's good to hear your voice. 久违的声音唤醒了心底深埋的感情。I tried to live without you, but tears fall from my eyes. I'm alone and I feel empty. 试着过没有你的生活，眼泪却不时造访。没有你，日子是悲伤和有缺失的。I miss you. I need you. I love you more than I did before.原来是思念和需要你的，兜兜转转一圈，终于意识到对你的爱比以往任何时刻都要真实和深刻。有时候就是这样的，爱或不爱需要用离开或者分别来验证。一起来听 Stay 为你停留。
Time keeps slipping by, and if I could have just one wish, I'd have you by my side. Oh, I miss you. Oh, I need you, and I love you more than I did before. And if today Nothing's changed, no one could take your place. It gets harder every day. Say you love me more than you did before. And I'm sorry that it's this way. But I'm coming home, I'll be coming home. And if you ask me, I will stay. I will stay. I'll always stay.
回来。 If you ask, I will stay, I will stay, I will stay. 一句只要你留，我就不走，听着人心酸到不行。听到过这样的话，也说过这样的话。回头看一切故事的结局，带着遗憾，却也带着一种异样的美。此时此刻，也许最适合说的，只能是一句苍白无力，却用尽全身力气的话：希望你一切都好。好了，煽情之后回到现实，来看一下今天妮达为大家准备的词汇。
Oh, I miss you.
Oh, 第一个单词是歌词里面出现的 voice, V-O-I-C-E， 名词，声音、嗓音、发言权或者意见。他兴高采烈地谈了他的香港之行。He talked of his trip to Hong Kong in a cheerful voice. 为了让其他两个女人听见，他提高了嗓门。He raised his voice for the benefit of the other two women. 他提高了嗓门，几乎跟尖叫差不多了。His voice rose almost to a scream. 我对此事没有多少发言权。I have little voice in the matter. 这件事上既没有争执，也没有异议。There was no disagreement or dissenting voices. Dissent, D-I-S-S-E-N-T, dissent, 动词，不同意。你的合伙人对你如何经营公司是没有任何发言权的。Your partners will have no voice in how you operate your company.Voice 也可以表示动词，表达。听一下例句。有些科学家表示了担忧，认为这种疾病呢很有可能会被传染给人类。 Some scientists have voiced concern that the disease could be passed on to humans. 对被不公正解雇一事，工人们表示愤慨。 The workers voiced their indignationat being unfairly dismissed. 单词 indignation, indignation, I-N-D-I-G-N-A-T-I-O-N, 名词愤慨愤怒 indignation, indignation. 第二个单词是歌词里面出现的 slip, slip, S-L-I-P, 动词滑倒。滑脱、失误、溜走，或者偷偷的塞什么东西给什么人。听一下例句：我偷偷的在 Louis 的房门下面塞了一张便条。I slipped a note under Louis's door. 我把纸条悄悄的塞到了他的手里边。I slipped the note into his hand. 我们准是什么地方出了错。We must have slipped up somewhere.千万不要把真相泄露出去。Be sure not to let the truth slip. 看几个跟 slip 相关的短语。Something slips your mind. 忘掉了什么东西。听一下例句。我把你的电话号码给忘了。Your telephone number has slipped my mind.短语 slip into or out of something 表示迅速、轻松地穿上或者脱下什么东西。他麻利地脱下了杰克，扔在了沙发上。She slipped out of the jacket and tossed it on the couch. Slip 它也可以作为名词表示失误。我们平时说笔误和口误，笔误就是 slip of the pen， 口误就是 slip of the tongue. 听一下例句。我知道他的本来的意思不是那样子的，仅仅是口误罢了。I know he didn't mean to say that. It was only a slip of the tongue. Slip 可以表示名词下降或者流走的意思。你的工作质量有所下降哦。There has been a slip in the quality of your work. 短语To give somebody the slip 表示趁某人不备溜走或者甩掉某人。听一下例句。我想跟住他，他却趁我不备溜走了。
I tried to follow her, but she gave me the slip.
好了，以上呢就是今天节目的所有内容了。希望今天准备的内容对大家的英语学习有一定的帮助。我是丽达，咱们下期见。
And if today I don't see your face, nothing's changed.